Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Mama told me when I was young.
Are we going with the style or are we going with Skinner? Me.
Oh, we're going with the Leonard My Skinner.
Oh, we're going with Leonard Skinner today. Listen closely. As your artist of the day. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Shalom.
Shalom.
What game do you want to play today? Finish that lyric, mixtape, family feud.
We just did the feud last week.
Yeah, we did the feud. Mixtape?
Dana's anti-mixtape right
it's
now.
It's all good.
Well, we've been hitting the mixtape well a lot.
Okay.
Not that I don't enjoy it, but I think finish the lyric is more interesting at this point because Dana has to redeem some poor
performance.
Poor performance.
Mm-hmm. Very poor. Mm-hmm. Very poor.
We don't have to play today.
No, I think we should put Dana to the test.
Yeah, I'm in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm in.
Finish that lyric.
Yeah, finish it.
Kara Markser, you know I've been sick for like 12 days.
Right.
Oh, God.
3 days ago, Joe comes by, and I don't know how we're talking about it. We have one daughter who has just terrible allergies.
Oh, and so bad.
Right, if you're now listening right now, I don't know what the pollen count is. I've never paid attention to that kind of thing. But Chris said to me that the pollen count right now is off
horrendous. Yes.
The chart. I think it's in the trillions.
Yeah, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Whatever it is. So, and Children's Mercy, I'm looking this up, has a thing. So Joe comes by and he looks at me and he goes, you were sick, because I was. I had a fever. You remember 2 weeks ago, I was gone like 3 days. He goes, what you're experiencing now is allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, mm-hmm, well, I don't have allergies. And he said, yeah, you do. And I looked at Chris and I said, do you think I have allergies? Because we just have the one child who has them. I have never had them. And so for some reason, I woke up at age 45, and now I have them. And we went to the store yesterday.
Yeah, adult onset allergies.
What the hell?
That's
first
a real
of all,
thing. No, that's a real thing.
Oh, yeah. Why are all of these things happening to me at age 45?
Because it happened to me at 45. Yeah.
I don't want to hear about it, lady.
I have been hit by a truck.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
It's first of all, it's an age thing. We all have a timer that goes off at some point, and then we all break. And I'm experiencing that myself. But
I know that
allergies are one of those things that develop and change throughout your life. Most people mm-hmm have poison ivy and poison oak allergy
right
young, and as they grow older, mm-hmm, it goes away.
Yeah,
and or the opposite. They don't have it as a kid, and then as an adult, they get it real easy.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things. Some people, I've developed some allergies over my life to where, yeah, now there's days I sneeze and
like blow seven, my nose like seven in a row.
Yeah, just outrageous. Just like, I can't function right now.
The pollen count is listed as high at 7,362. And I will just say to all of the pollen counter people, is that just what's up my left nostril?
Yes.
Because we went to Walmart yesterday because my daughter desperately needed eye drops, nose spray.
Yep.
And she said to me, Mom, you should try this thing you stick up your nose. So I got one of those things.
Isn't the neti pot?
It's no. Okay. First of all, no. I'm not doing it.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I had a doctor tell me.
The neti pot is where you stick the
it's disgusting
clean water, not tap water, clean water up your nose and swish out your sinuses and then blow it back out your nose.
You haven't seen the commercial on CNN?
Oh yes,
and the
I
woman
have.
Is smiling like an idiot.
It makes you a teapot.
Everybody's. People either swear by it or will not do it.
Yeah, you like inhale it into your nasal cavity,
yes,
right?
Yes.
You let it swish around in there, and then you...
Yeah.
And it comes out with all your snot.
But anybody who likes them loves them. Like, there's not kind of an in-between gray area people. It's either you love them or you're not doing it.
So I did. Look at my nose thing real quick. See this thing?
Is it Flonase?
Well, it's no drip nasal spray. And I will tell you, I did it yesterday, and immediately I was like, oh, that's why people do this. I felt better. Here's what I didn't know. It says, do not squirt more than 2 doses in any 24-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the directions because I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh, no.
How many did you do yesterday?
So I'm going, this feels great. I have never done methamphetamine, but I felt very methy yesterday. Now, I didn't feel sneezy.
What do you mean you felt methy?
I felt like, hello, I just took 14 Adderall. Like, that's how I felt. And I don't know if that kind of stuff is in the nose thing. But Chris said to me, honey, I don't think you're supposed to keep shoving it up there.
Let me have a guess.
All right.
At some point yesterday, you were like, hey, I'm going to go have a snack. And you opened the refrigerator and went, oh my God, this refrigerator's a mess. And you took everything out and started cleaning the shit out of the refrigerator.
Yes.
Oh.
Wait. Active ingredient.
Dump. Oh. Did you just? I think maybe he just S-worded.
Who?
Rod.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes. I looked at Kara and she looked at me and I go, I think he just said salad.
Did I?
Maybe you turn your mic off for a minute.
That was awesome.
Maybe you go into timeout, take a break.
I'm going to wait outside.
What are we at? 0 seconds? Hey,
yeah.
Hey, dumb dumb baby. Why don't you take a mic timeout?
Here's the deal.
Okay, did we go to 0 seconds on
focus,
that?
Focus, people. We did. Kara and I got it. Focus.
Rod!
Focus. I'm so glad you were on the dump
That's
button.
That's awesome. Focus.
I just heard dump button, so I just started hitting it. I was busy paying. Look this up.
I don't know what's in that.
The active ingredient is oxymetazoline.
Oxymetazoline. Okay.
Hydrochloride.
Here we go. Is nasal spray addictive? Oh, God. Yes. Not only are these chemicals bad for your body, they can also lead to addiction.
Yeah, I wouldn't do this.
Listen to this. Millions suffer from addiction to OTC nasal sprays. I did not feel necessarily like cleaning out the refrigerator. I did feel very agitated yesterday. And those types of medications make me agitated. Mm-hmm. So
you were crazy yesterday.
They enhance my anxiety. I was very agitated. So Chris would be like, hey, honey. And I'd go, what? Like that. It made me agitated. So once a day, squirty.
Yeah.
No more than once a day.
Yeah, I think we need to slow down here on the nose meth.
Listen to this. They also lead to addiction and recurring symptoms that worsen over time. Listen to this quote. I've been addicted to various nasal sprays all my life.
Mm-hmm.
They start working at first, and then I start needing more and more to keep it working. Then I started getting nosebleeds. Anyway, I like it, but once a day is fine.
Once a day. And then you're only supposed to use it for, like, what, 3 days or 5 days? Like, there's a limited number of days, too, that they want
you to use it.
Listen to
this. It's a well-regarded fact that chemical nasal sprays can be as addictive as morphine. Oh, please.
I've never been addicted to morphine. I have no idea.
Huh.
Dumb baby, are we at 4 seconds? Are you allowed to come back in?
We're at 5.
Five's good.
Dumb dumb baby can come back into play.
It's my favorite moment of all time on this show.
It is a known fact that those things can be very addictive.
Okay. How did I not know this?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like a certain chapstick.
You didn't know nasal spray was addictive?
No!
Yes!
Honestly, what I thought it always was, because I've never had this problem, because I just woke up and got allergies 2 weeks ago, is that I thought it was just like saline or...
Well, you can get just saline. But
heck, I didn't know that.
If there's any drugs in it, it's...
The doctor, when I talked to the doctor about developing allergies, he said, before you go to bed at night, hit yourself with some Flonase, and it'll help you breathe while you sleep.
Right.
But he said, don't take it any other time of day, but just like before you go to bed at night, a little Flonase.
All right, I'm going to throw this out there, because I swear to God this stuff's addictive. And I thought I was addicted to it for about a year between 89 and 90. Carmex.
Yes.
Yes.
Certain lip balms are very addictive because what it does is it actually dries your lips.
Are you kidding me?
It feels like you're moisturizing your lips. but it's sucking all the moisture out of your lips, which causes you to use it more, which makes it addictive. And yeah, I know tons of people that are like, dude, put down the Carmex.
Dude, I swear to God.
Carmex is the worst.
At Nebraska, I was a Carmex addict. I would.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Wipe it all over my face.
Carrie, you're right. Use over-the-counter decongestant nasal sprays for no more than 5 days mm-hmm. in a row mm-hmm. with as few doses as possible each day.
Be very careful.
It says prescription nasal sprays.
Blow your nose.
Prescription nasal sprays containing steroids do not cause this rebound effect, so they can be used on a daily basis.
So is that over the counter?
This is OTC, baby.
Okay.
That is but CVS.
The blowing your nose when you actually have an allergies, you could blow your nose constantly, and it's only like, for a second, and then it just comes right back. When you use the certain nasal sprays, it clears it up.
Well, thank you, Dr. Poopy Mouth.
Well, but I'm just saying, you say, you know, why can't you just blow your nose? Because at some point, your nose hurts from all the blowing, and it's not doing any good.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, thank you, Dr. Poopy Mouth.
I learn something new every single
I'm
day.
I'm going to come in there and just beat the snot out of you.
Well, at least he said snot.
Oh! Hey, this Mother's Day, for a limited time only, 23andMe is taking $30 off their health and ancestry kit until May 13th. The 23andMe health and ancestry kit is the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Celebrate what makes mom special with a personalized genetic insight on her health, her traits, and so much more. And with the health and ancestry kit, you and mom can celebrate your genetic similarities and your differences as you explore your shared connection with more than 125 personalized genetic reports on your health, traits, and so much more. Give mom a gift that is truly unique. Give mom a gift that is thoughtful. Give mom a gift that's insightful. And give mom a gift that is caring. She can learn how her genetics could influence her health. This Mother's Day, get $30 off 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit at 23andme.com/parks. That's the number 23andme.com/parks. Again, that's 23andme.com/parks. The offer ends on May 13th. All right, story here from the Kansas City Star.
We didn't talk about this when it happened for a couple of reasons, but we're going to talk about it now.
An out-of-control car that killed a middle school girl on April 12th in Overland Park barely missed three other children as it careened on its deadly path down a sidewalk, according to a report from the Overland Park Police Department. Arriving officers found Alex in the street near West 123rd and Schweitzer. Witnesses and bystanders were trying to help her, but she was not moving. Police are still investigating the crash, but Monday's report said that Gandhi, the driver,
is 70 years old. Sudhir Gandhi from Lenexa, he has told police the brakes failed on his car. Now, Scott, you and I have been in the news business a very long time.
Yes, we have.
I will tell you, this investigation will show that there is absolutely nothing wrong with the brakes in a 70-year-old's car that goes careening several blocks and kills someone. It's just, I have never in all of my years covering these stories, everyone always says, my brakes failed, when in actuality, what happens is something called pedal misapplication, which is a very fancy word for I hit the gas instead of the brakes.
Which I think you would argue, and I would argue as well, Dana, quite frankly, is a fancy way of saying I'm too old to drive. I've lost the ability to drive a car.
But it happens with people.
But I'm too arrogant to let go of my license.
It happens with people of all ages. Typically, when we see a devastating result like this, it is an older driver. And I just, for the purpose of this conversation, Scott, I drove the other day, was right on 127th. I turned north. Do you have any idea how long it takes for you to drive a car from 127th to 121st. So for anyone listening, if you think, oh, that's just six blocks, these are long suburban Taupeville lush green blocks. It takes an enormous amount of time to get from 127th to 121st. That is how long this 70-year-old was careening up the sidewalk, off the sidewalk, on the sidewalk, crashed into a pole, a utility box, killed a child, and almost took out three others.
Witnesses tell police that Gandhi was headed north on Schweitzer in a tan 2006 Ford Taurus. The car drove up on the sidewalk on the east side of Schweitzer. As the car crossed 124th Street, it continued on the sidewalk and Grass Parkway. Now, I understand his brakes may have given out, according to him. Did his sense of direction give out? Was he not able to stay on the road? Why is he on the sidewalk? Where it almost struck three children who were exiting the crosswalk on the northeast corner near Oak Hill Elementary School. They had just been escorted across the street by the crossing guard. The car continued north on the sidewalk, where it hit a small sign and a yellow bush before striking a telephone cable box to the east of the sidewalk. The car then veered back along the sidewalk, where it struck the 12-year-old girl, who was walking several feet south of 123rd. The force of the crash propelled the girl onto the hood of the car, where the windshield hit her head. As the car crossed over 123rd, the young girl was thrown off the car. The car then struck a traffic light, knocking it off its base. As the car continued north, it briefly re-entered, the northbound lanes of Schweitzer. Arcing tire marks show the car entered the left lane of Schweitzer before swinging back off the right side of the road where it struck a speed limit sign. The car then slammed into the quarter post of a wooden fence, destroying roughly 80 feet of a wooden fence. The car stopped in the right lane of Schweitzer facing northeast.
Which would suggest the brakes were working just fine. In the time it took you to relay all that happened on Schweitzer, it still takes longer to drive from 127th to 121st. I cannot emphasize enough how long it takes to do what he did. It's not just from here to there. He drove and then kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. It would take minutes, Scott, to do what he did. And my question is, what do you do with him?
Assuming the brakes were not malfunctioning.
I think.
And even if there are ways to stop a car.
Very confident in making the assumption that that's not what this is about.
Do we know that he was sober?
Toxicology is pending. They did not indicate there was any indication of impairment.
Okay. You're asking me, do we put a 70-year-old man in prison?
Yeah.
For basically vehicular homicide.
Yes.
And God knows what else he did in that seven block stretch. Yes. Yes. Because you have to, and I don't like the quote, send a message. People know when they can and cannot drive. Now, they may fight it tooth and nail.
Do they?
I don't know. I would think so. I would know when I get to that age where I know that I just can't drive anymore. I'm not good at it. I know about other things in my life that I can't do anymore. I can't play soccer anymore. The body's just not there. I can't play. And I hate it.
You know, there was a woman several weeks ago who plowed into our Taylor that we use on State Line. She went through it, and it's not a drive-through. She made it a drive-through. And so these things happen. By the grace of God, no one was standing on the left side of the counter when she popped on in. These things happen. They happen every day. I don't know if they happen every day here. They happen every day.
576-7798 to the newsroom and Kara Markser.
The Democratic field for president just keeps getting bigger. More next.
So we were joking about allergies earlier and the explosion of color on all of the trees. That's the bad side of my allergies and those trees. The great side of those trees is, aren't they gorgeous? Look around Kansas City. It is so pretty right now. Now is the time to run out and secure your reservation for a private tour at Cottonwood Canyon. Wait until you see the explosion of color in one of the most gorgeous wooded, peaceful, serene landscapes you will find anywhere. Hands down, the best views in all of Johnson County. A third of the lots for building brand new homes are spoken for at Cottonwood Canyon. Get your reservation in now. Did I mention there's no maintenance? Lawn, snow removal, that would have come in handy last year, and trash pickup are all provided. You sit back and enjoy the scenery, and oh man, the scenery. You know, all of those lots that are now available are nestled on and around holes number 2 and 3 out at Canyon Farms Golf Club. And man, that is a hopping place. The swimming pool's going in as we speak. It's going to be rocking this summer. If you are looking for a gorgeous, secluded, but not isolated community in the heart of Johnson County, call 913-492-4444. 492-4444 or Cottonwood Canyon KS.
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Meet 2020 presidential Democratic candidate number 19, Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts. The 40-year-old Iraqi war veteran with 2 degrees from Harvard is a supporter of gay marriage, legalized marijuana, and said on ABC's Good Morning America today he also supports the expectation that young people should want to serve their country.
I think that we would be a much stronger country if more young people had the opportunity to serve. So I wouldn't make it a draft, but I would make it a cultural expectation.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to become the 20th declared candidate later this week. A Topeka zookeeper that was attacked by a Sumatran tiger this weekend is out of the ICU and in stable condition today. Her name has not been released. The zoo director says the tiger was acting like a tiger should and will not be euthanized. Traffic and weather together next.
We have a front slowly sagging through the Kansas City area. A lot of clouds around as we're moving on through the rest of today with our high temperature into the mid-70s. Partly to mostly cloudy for tonight, a low falling to the upper 40s. And it will be cooler for tomorrow, the high low 60s. A couple of showers may try to sneak our way for the afternoon, but not expecting a washout. Back to dry weather for Tuesday night and for Wednesday. That Wednesday high rebounding to the low 70s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
74 now at KCI, 72 in Blue Springs, 74 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Yesterday, this young man left us. I don't know if you recognize the song. His name was Prince. He had a hit or two. We're working on the songs to do. Finish that lyric. Hopefully we'll do that at 3 o'clock. It is a Monday. So we can't do terrible jokes. We'll do those tomorrow. Okay. Miss D in Missouri. Hello, Miss D.
Hi, Miss D. We're talking about this horrible car wreck in Overland Park. What do you think should happen to the driver?
I don't think he should go to jail, you know, because as I was listening to this, some people have dementia and Alzheimer's and they walk off.
Miss D, you got to turn your radio down, babe.
Oh, my God.
I would say that, you know, this gentleman, most people have Alzheimer's and dementia. They're used to walking off. This gentleman probably did what he's used to doing and started driving and not paying attention to what side of the road he was on.
Oh, Miss D.
But Miss D, because of that, a 12-year-old girl is now not alive today.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I truly am, because I lost a child. He was 5 years old.
I'm sorry about that.
You know. But it was probably an accident.
Yes, but Miss D.
You know, that's what I'm saying. If he had Alzheimer's or dementia, and then because of the trauma that he's going to suffer now, you know, he has to live with that for the rest of his life.
Miss D, and thank you for the call. I will tell you this. People are involved in accidents every single day. So you don't leave your house, you know, and you write it down on some agenda that you're going to kill someone today, but you do, people are responsible criminally for deaths all the time that they did not mean to cause. And so we can say all day long, this was likely an accident. He didn't mean to kill this girl. He didn't set out that morning hoping he would kill a child,
right.
But he did. And we don't know what his medical condition
was. We don't know.
The only thing we know is there were no signs of impairment.
And here's what else we know.
And if his first reaction is to say, well, my brakes failed, that suggests to me he knows what's going on and sure. what's happening around him to the point that he knows to say,
my brakes
failed. I feel like my brakes went out.
Even though I probably never tapped on the brakes.
If he was able to eventually bring the car to a stop, that negates any argument right there that the brakes failed. I mean, I just don't buy it.
And the fact that you take your foot off the accelerator, at some point your car is going to slow down.
Well, Rod, what did the caller say?
Especially after you hit five or six things.
Yeah. The car is going, if you're slamming on the brake, right, Rod, and the brake is failing, he hit a light post, he hit a stop sign, he hit 80 feet of fence.
Yeah, most of those things will stop a car.
But the car never stopped through 80 feet of fence.
Unless your foot's on the accelerator.
Unless your foot is on the accelerator.
He was in panic mode.
Yeah.
Because he is too old to drive, and I'm not saying that 70 years of age is too old to drive. What I'm saying for him, it is.
Yeah, someone wrote in and said, be careful painting with a broad brush about age 70. I'm not painting with a, you're 70, you can't drive
brush.
My mom's
74, she can still drive a car.
No, not at all.
That's the biggest problem with this issue is that you cannot say
that there's an
age. At this age, you can no longer drive. Because we all know people that are older and younger than any age you could give that are perfectly capable or incapable of driving. It's not an age thing. It's a mental thing. And to make that assessment is very difficult. You can't just blanketly say, like you can on the other end, at 16, we think you are capable enough to learn how to drive a car. Everybody knows somebody that at 16 has no damn business being anywhere near a car. Mm. I don't even want to put gas in my car.
Right. Mm. My grandmother, Rod, when she was in the hospital recently, they were asking her a series of questions. And one of the questions, they said, do you still drive? And she said, yes. And my mother looked at the nurse and was like, no.
No.
Because she was coming home from the hospital a couple of years ago, and it was dusk, and she could not see. And she got very lucky. There was a police officer behind her. He pulled her over. He said, ma'am, are you having trouble? And she said, yes, I can't see. And he said, well, I'm going to get in front of you. Tell me where you live. And she did. And they pulled into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. She then pulled into the driveway and could not get up into the driveway. So the very nice officer put her car up into the driveway for her. And then she looked at him and said, wait a minute. I need to make sure this is my house. And at that point, I think everyone would know if that was happening. Now we have hit that point where it's not safe. Mm-hmm. And I always worried, of course I worried about her hurting herself in this huge big boat of a Lincoln that all old people drive. Like that was my grandpa's car that she was driving.
Yeah, sure.
My panic and fear was always that she was going to hurt someone else.
Yep. That's the tough conversation. I'm not looking forward to it. Thankfully, I'm not there yet.
I'm trying to remember how old she was, Rod, when that happened. How long has Grandpa been gone? Maybe four years?
Yeah.
It was about 4 years ago.
But see, that's just it. There's no set age that at this age you can no longer drive because, I mean.
And if you ask her again, she still thinks she's driving.
I know a man who's almost 80 that is. Makes me look, that's not hard, but would make a normal person look stupid with his wit, you know, and is perfectly fine driving.
Dude, my mom's 74 years old. She
drives fine. And running
a
Bobcat and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it's not, it is an individual thing, and I don't know how you test for that? I guess at a certain age, you have to take a test to keep driving. I don't know.
Well, I would think I would make the argument here. After the age, and I understand this guy was 70. I would say after the age of 70, you have to take a driving test every 2 years.
But we've had people call into this program that their 85-year-old mother or grandmother, 90-year-old, went in and passed that test.
That's great. And she can keep going in and passing that test and getting her driver's license renewed, and everything's going to be good. I say after the age of 70, every 2 years, you have to go in. It's a small one. You just drive around the block. Okay, can you turn on your turn signal? Very good. Okay, fine, let's go back in. Don't treat me like a child. I can already hear it now. I understand. But here's the problem. After the age of 70, and I can hear people screaming at their radios right now, you start running a higher risk for dementia, slower reflexes, etc. Here's the problem. What if you have family that lives out of town? Who's going to have the nerve to come into town and take the keys away from you? Who's going to live out of town and know they need to take the keys away from you? My mom is 74 years old. She still drives fine. But when the day comes...
Does she drive at night, Scott?
No, she does not. Yeah. She refuses to drive
at
night.
Even my mom has stopped driving at night.
Yeah. When the day comes, I know that it is going to be me that has to go out to Western Shawnee and say, Mom, I love you. You got to give up the keys. We had to do it with my dad. It was terrible. I hated it. My dad was not ready to give up the driving. He thought he could handle it. We were like, Dad, you're losing it, man. God bless you, brother, but you can't drive. It's not for them.
It's for the safety of the other people.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's go to James in Overland Park. Hello, James. Well, it is for them. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Hey.
I actually had a traumatic brain injury in which for a couple of years I had to give up my car. And I will tell you, it was really hard to do that for, you know, and depend on everybody else. But, you know, I did it. And, you know, I came back and I said, I think I can do this again. And, I had, you know, I just took it slow and, but, I know that's not a normal thing for people to do to give up voluntarily.
Oh, of course.
And
how did you get by without being able to drive?
It killed me.
Yeah.
You know, I had to quit work because of the brain injury and everything, and I still suffer a little bit from it, but I'm not taking all the meds I was before.
James, I'm sorry to hear that happened to you. I'm glad to hear that you're on the mend. My dad had to stop driving for 6 months after he suffered this bizarre
seizure,
rare seizure in flight on the way to vacation with my mother. Mm-hmm. They'd never even made it to Florida, and he had to stop for 6 months, and it drove him crazy, but he never drove, not one time during that six-month period.
You know, my brother has epilepsy,
yep.
And occasionally, very rarely, has a seizure. When that happens, he has to catch a ride to school with some friends.
What if there is zero intent with this accident? And I don't think that there is, but with this elderly man who killed this child.
Well, I don't think he intended to kill
him. But what if, Scott, let's say he, fell asleep at the wheel, or there was some medical condition. He did go to the hospital to get checked out.
Okay.
You know, does that change the trajectory of this case in your mind?
Yes, it would. I find that highly unlikely because he said the brakes failed. He didn't say, I had a heart attack.
And came to.
I had a seizure.
Diabetic or something.
I think it may have had a stroke. He said the brakes didn't work.
Yeah.
Which means he knows. I know that I screwed up. I know that I plowed through 80 feet of fence because I was hitting the accelerator because I'm losing it when I should have hit the brakes. How did the car stop? If the brakes failed, how did the car stop? He hit just about everything you can hit. I'm being honest. You don't hit much more than that on a street. And the sad thing is, he also hit a 12-year-old girl and killed her. And I think there has to be a criminal charge for that. 576-7798.
Hey, now that you've been outside, got some work done on some projects, have you looked around? Does your deck look a little grimy? A little bit? It was a long, tough winter. Have my folks at Seal Once come out, clean, seal, and permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home. Their experienced team will come out and do it with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. They offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration, and they will do that on any concrete or wood surface. So your fence, your patio, your porch, your deck, all of those things. Then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there. Have them come in with their permanent polymer decorative coating. They'll put that down on your garage floor, your basement floor. If you are putting in a basement bedroom like we are, do not put carpet in that bedroom. Put this permanent polymer decorative coating down. If you have a sump pump failure, if someone spills something, it is hands down the easiest thing to keep clean, and it looks great. SealOnceKC.com is their website, or call now for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927 today.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together.
The Turtles.
If I should call you up,
we're going to do a little game we call Finish That Lyric. Coming up at the after the top of the hour news. Let's go to Paul in Belton. Paul, hello, my friend.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing better than I deserve. Thank you for asking.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. My father is 92 years old, and we had just taken his car away from him in January. He was very adamant, if I don't get to drive, I'm going to kill myself. I said, and my sister said to him, well, if you're going to kill yourself, you're going to kill somebody else if you drive. So we actually took him to the VA, and they did a driving test at the VA with him. And he did a simulated driving test. He did hand and leg motions. And the VA said that, Mr., you know, you cannot drive. You should not be on the road because you're at risk. And hearing it from somebody else rather than a family member, it clicked with him that he can't drive anymore. We were so afraid that he was going to hurt himself, hurt somebody else when he was driving, because he was just recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Oh. And the doctor says he's happily demented. He's doing really well. But, you know, we just wanted to nip it in the bud before he did something like this. Because I remember I was in the car with him last time. He lives down in Arizona, pulled out of the parking lot, and that gas pedal went to the floor, and we were going 75 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, Dad, you need to slow down. And he's like, what? You know, and, you know, he did slow down when he was coming up on a car in the back of him. And, you know, we just had to make that decision, but he didn't want to hear it from the family. He heard it from the VA.
Well, no, wait a minute. I've heard
that, Paul, that if a doctor tells them or a care provider tells them, they're more likely to take that information to heart than if it's a son or a daughter.
Correct.
Now,
correct.
You live in Belton. He lives in Arizona, correct?
Yes. Right, correct.
How did you monitor that he was not driving?
I go down there. Oh, my sister lives very close to him.
Okay.
Got it. All right.
So we took away the car. The car is gone. But then he said, well, I'm just going to go and buy a new one. So we nip that in the bud, and now he can't go anywhere without my sister knowing where he is all the time.
Yeah.
If he goes and applies for credit, we'll know. And it's just that my dad, like I said, my dad's very, very proud man, very quiet, very proud.
And Paul, I understand your point. Freedom. If I can interrupt you for a second, he has to feel like he's being treated like a child. But Paul, yes, with all due respect to you and your family and your father, he needs to be. He's 92 years old. He cannot be trusted on the road.
But you can treat them with respect.
True. No, that's a good point.
Treat them with respect, right. But It has to be a firm respect.
But they're losing their freedom, something they've enjoyed for 70 plus years. And it's driving him nuts, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think we finally got to the point now where he's very active. He plays cards. He goes all over the place. So friends and his friends and his girlfriend, they have all come together to pick him up wherever he has to go.
All right, buddy. Okay. Hey, do appreciate the call. Let's get to the newsroom. By the way, when we get back, we'll play a little game called Finish That Lyric. To the newsroom, Kara Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ, a militia leader that's detaining people along the U.S.-Mexico border appears in court. That's next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. People stop me all the time and they say, check out my Kriegel Mesh Diamond. I got this from Scott and Steve. They designed it directly for me, sold it directly to me, and we saved. They always say they save, and I've told you 100 times. You can price them first. You can price them last. It does not matter. Wholesale prices will not be beat when you are shopping the fine jewelry industry. They don't even have a receptionist to answer their phone, and that's the truth. When you call Scott and Steve, you get Scott and Steve, and it doesn't matter what you're looking to buy, a watch, if you want a diamond ring, earrings. I have girlfriends who have done different things with earring studs they already own. If you want a halo around those, if you want a right-hand ring, a mother's ring, they will do that for you, too. Bracelet, necklace, it doesn't matter. Call Scott and Steve. The price will be about half. 913-660-9609 by private appointment only. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.